After months of bitter cold, we have at last reached the time of year when nature starts to wake up. Some of the first and most audible signs of spring's arrival are the mating calls of amphibians, peepers, and wood frogs. It's also the time of year when Maine's citizen scientists get to work, clipboards in hand, trying to keep track of just how much action is going on out there. Tom Porter has more.
Every April, Michael Hudson goes looking for frogs and toads, or to be more accurate, goes listening for them. This is his 12th year as a volunteer for Maine Audubon. It's after sunset, and the creatures he's hoping to hear are between 1 and 3 inches long.
You rate your observation based on whether you hear a few single individuals peeping, where you might be able to actually count the individuals, and and that would give you like a one code.
A two code, he explains, would be when he hears overlapping calls, too many to tell the exact number of frogs, but short of a full-throated chorus.
If it's a full chorus, we'll give it a three code. So it's basically a three-code system.
On this mid-April night, we're looking for wood frogs and spring peepers who are active this time of year in their own hunt for a mate. We're at the first of 10 pre-planned sites in mid-coast Maine near Wiscasset, and Hudson hears something emanating from a vernal pool a few yards from where we've parked.
I can hear him in the distance right now, and I'm just going to walk up the road a few feet just to get a better listen, because there's a little bit of a rise to the road up here. Maybe I can hear a little bit more.
As we approach the edge of a fenced-off field, the sound becomes louder. They're wood frogs, says Hudson, but to the untrained ear, they sound like a completely different animal.
They sound like ducks.
Yes, they're just like ducks feeding in the puddles.
I ask Hudson how he'll rate this observation.
I'd give it about a three.
So that's basically approaching a full chorus.
Yeah, it waxes and wanes, but there's periods here where it's just, you know, you can't, you they're just constant.
What Michael Hudson is doing in Maine is being replicated by volunteers in 24 states across the country. Susan Gallo is a biologist with Maine Audubon, which established the Maine Amphibian Monitoring Program in 1997.
This is definitely the latest season we've ever had.
Scientists like Gallo will be anxious to know if this year's data follow a disturbing trend highlighted in a report issued last fall. It was based on 10 years' worth of surveys across the Northeast between 2001 and 2011.
All the species except one in Maine are declining.
Spring peepers and wood frogs, Gallo says, appear to be dwindling, while the northern leopard frog is now on the group's special concern list. Its estimated numbers have dropped by about two-thirds. The report, issued by the U.S. Geological Survey, does not suggest any factors behind these declines, but Susan Gallo suspects encroaching development near vernal pools may have played a role. Maine has now taken steps to protect vernal pools, where wood frogs breed and lay eggs. But there's also concern about a new fungus that affects amphibians, causing a potentially lethal skin disease. And there's speculation, too, about the role of climate change.
If invertebrate populations are changing, if lake temperatures are changing, how is the whole food chain for frogs affected? And I don't know of anyone who has an answer to that, but we know things are changing.
Back on the survey, we're now near a stream at location number 2, and the peepers are out and calling, but not that many of them. Michael Hudson rates their level of activity as a 2. Among the mating calls is this curious sound. Hudson explains what it means.
Sometimes when they get too close to each other, they do a little bit of an aggressive call to try to say, get out of my space, you're getting too close.
So like humans, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do you get out of this the most?
Oh, I just love being out on a spring evening like this. And it's my contribution to citizen science.
This is the first of 3 amphibian surveys done every year. Towards the end of next month, Hudson and others like him will be out again looking for leopard frogs and pickerel frogs, as well as some toads. And in June, he'll be scouting for the big-throated sound of bullfrogs, green frogs and tree frogs, without whose nighttime chorus those spring and summer evenings in Maine would not be the same. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.